Okay, well, first, the name Easter actually comes from a few sources, okay? There was an ancient Babylonian holiday that celebrated the resurrection of the god Tammuz, who was brought back from the underworld by his mother Ishtar, the goddess of spring.
How nice of her.
Oh, yeah. And then the pronunciation of her name, very close to pronunciation of Easter, called Esther or Ustra, or I can't pronounce the other ones. But anyways, now in Phoenicia, she was called Astarte. And the original day was a celebration of the spring solstice. So there was an, you know, ancient Babylonian holiday that celebrated the resurrection of, you know, that and that kind of thing. Many of our Easter traditions actually come to us from the Anglo-Saxons and, you know, good old England, especially bunnies laying eggs in little nests and stuff like that. The egg was actually a symbol of fertility in the ancient world, the perfect way to welcome the return of spring. They were dyed, hung up in Egyptian temples, actually. Yeah, and the hair or wrap is also an ancient world symbol of fertility as it is today. Now, Easter actually became a holiday the church took on to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, instead of just like how Christmas has been taken on to celebrate his birth, including adapting eggs to represent the new life we can experience through Jesus. So like the hollow egg, the symbol of his empty tomb, while the cracking of the eggshell represents his resurrection, you know, broke out, that kind of thing. And the new holiday traditions, they were intended to help wipe out pagan rituals and customs. Now, is it biblical to do this? Reclaim a day for our Lord? I can say yes. Romans 14, verses 5 and 6. One person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. And, you know, so to set aside Easter, Christmas, Lent, and other days in honor of honoring Christ, taking the place of ancient pagan rituals, I think it's a great thing. Now, to address the big question, chocolate. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not even tempted by chocolate. I'm like a rare breed over here. I'm like, whatever.
It was actually developed as a way to express ornate decorating of eggs, which was a huge thing way back, involving artistry in the old world. And nowadays, of course, we see the same type of thing, various forms, different wrappings and so on. Try to do the very same thing, you know, be the most appealing package so that you're going to buy it. Mm. And so that's where we get this whole idea of, you know, these decorated chocolate eggs from.